experience that it wasn't lost by those that participated in it, and Sister White noted it, and she noted it because that holy experience that the Lord began through a process of purifying that movement was a holy experience that was had the potential to produce the 144,000. Now, when you go back into Daniel chapter 10 and you see Daniel having the revelation of Jesus Christ, being humbled in the dust, before he begins to see the information of Daniel 11 and onward, it puts a theme in these last three chapters of Daniel 11 that I believe is commonly missed in this study. And the theme is this: these chapters are speaking, among other things, about the church triumphant, the 144,000. If you're not going to see that theme, then it's very difficult to see some of the significance of the 1335 in Daniel chapter 12. And for me, it's difficult to see what the purpose was of Daniel being confronted with Jesus Christ here in the first verses of Daniel 10. Now, you may have other understandings about why Daniel here in the opening is confronted with Christ right at the opening of this vision, but this is one that I think is valid, and I think as we go through, you'll see why. Now, if we go back into the overview in chapter 10, we see an angel, which is clearly Michael according to the spirit of prophecy, and he begins to tell about the struggle that he's been having with the king of Persia and the prince of Persia, and very specifically, those are distinct. The king and the prince of Persia are two distinct beings, and spirit of prophecy tells us this prince of Persia is none other than Satan. Gabriel had been struggling with Satan in order to allow Cyrus to fulfill God's will concerning God's people, and Satan was resisting, Gabriel was resisting, and it was such a battle that ultimately Christ comes to be involved with the struggle against Satan. And when Christ does become involved with